Good morning, everybody. I just got inspired to come back to Anchor. Why? Because I'm noticing that all my Anchor podcasts or talks are going on my Spotify. And though I don't really want it on my Spotify, it actually inspires me to want to record more stuff for my Spotify. Because I don't have time at this moment to go home and really get on, you know, and like just do this whole thing like in a room and get on a microphone and have everything, you know, copied, pasted, edited, right microphone type stuff. I just prefer to do this here because I'm in school right now. I'm back in a program. I'm doing full stack development. Full stack, which means front. I do the front end and the back end of web development. So I'm going to come out as a software developer. This is up here in Boston, Massachusetts at General Assembly. Good school. And of course, it's accredited. So everyone around the city and around the surrounded areas knows of this program. And I still want to give you guys lessons, stories, experiences, thoughts, perceptions, opinions, without having to prepare something crazy and heavy and lengthy. I don't know how much time I have at this moment just because I know people are going to come in and perhaps mess up this wonderful talk. But today I just want to talk about how I feel great coming to a place an hour and a half early. I just say it's really important to arrive someplace super early because, and I'm not saying 5 hours early, I'm saying if you have to be at a place at 9 o'clock, get there for 8. Plan your life as if you needed to be there for 8 because you have to account for all the wonderful things that are going to occur. Traffic, the trains up here in Boston suck, so they break down. Having to wait in line, that also adds minutes. I mean, this is why you're either late or you're on time or before time because you don't try to be here to be at the time that, you know, that was stated. You plan to be here an hour before. A half hour is cool. I mean, I would really worry about that, but an hour at least gives you a nice buffer because yes, there's a small percentage of time where you where things happen, like life circumstances, traffic, you get hurt, somebody is in line, you know, you're waiting, you're walking slow, things are just holdups, you know, maybe you have to go get something, maybe you forgot something. It just prepares you to be someplace on time and actually you look good. But the thing is, I say too, is that being on time or at least arriving an hour before, you can still be productive, you know. You can journal. Like if I drove to someplace in a car, in my car, I would stop, sit around there. You don't have to go into the building. You don't have to go into that appointment, that date, that job. You can just do a lot of other productive things. Go to a Starbucks and like write out your goals or journal or meditate in your car or listen to some music or listen to some audiobooks. I think this is the time for you to now start doing the things that you wanted to do, like read a book. You know, like you can do so many things. You can still be productive and there's just no excuses. You know, people go, well, I don't know why you should be there an hour early. Well, you're not going into the place. You're not going into this date an hour early. You're not going into this job an hour early. You're not going into this class an hour early. You're just arriving in the vicinity an hour beforehand. And then you could go do the things that you need to do. So, I mean, people have to see time like money. You know, when you're doing your budgeting, I don't know how many people budget, but I do. And I know there's other people who budget too, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to be general here because some people don't budget, and that's another thing too. Time is money, money is time. And you know, when you're doing budgeting, you have to account for a lot of things, not just food and gas and you know, the cell phone bill. You have to also account for like, all right, we need to save some money over in the event, not just a rainy day, but like an emergency fund. So save some money a little bit in case your car breaks down. What you're gonna do then? What are you gonna do then when you have to pay $400 to $1,000 for a car repair? You know, you get stuck in a jam. I mean, you need some money on the side, okay? You know, so budgeting your money, you know, so that you have money so that you won't be effed when the time comes is the same thing with minutes, with hours. You have to know how to budget, like an account. You have to be an accountant with your time, just like you do with your money. Be an accountant to your time. It's really seriously accounting for all the things that could happen. And I don't want to be like this chicken little, like anxious person. I'm just trying to say I had issues coming into places late a lot, and it's cost me a lot of consequences. And I felt a lot of shame, embarrassment, anger, misery. People, you know, I've gotten disrespect. I've lost opportunities, lost, you know, kind of jobs. I've lost, you know, a lot of bad things happened because I was late. There was 5 minutes late, and you know, after through time, it compounds with certain people, certain institutions. If you come someplace 5 minutes late, often it just leaves, it just itches somebody off in a different way. You know, be here 5 minutes before. You get into that vicinity an hour before, but you try to be in that building at least 5 minutes before. You know, like when it comes to, and I say 5 minutes is, it's a definite, like you have to now. You have to not be here on time. You should be there 5 minutes beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Ideally, 15 minutes before would be great, because then, you know, you get to the building 15 minutes before. Maybe you have to take the elevator. You should maybe walk up the stairs, maybe, you know, just get that blood flow moving so you can start with your day. You can just, you know, like 15 minutes is definitely the most. But arrive to the vicinity an hour beforehand. An hour beforehand. All right, my friends. I'm going to start recording more. I'm very, very, very thankful to know, thanks to this guy, Tapa Stevo. I'm going to give you a shout out. I'm here in Boston overlooking the Boston city at this building. I'm very, very thankful for the opportunities that I've given myself through my own mentality. My own mindset has got me where I'm at right now. It may not be where I ideally want to be, you know, but I'm very thankful for this moment, thankful for this day, thankful for where I'm at compared to where I was a year ago, 3 years ago. And I hope that you guys do the same thing too. So remember, guys, thank you very much for checking out. And I want you guys to take action to pursue your passions. And I'll talk to you soon.